first helper. So what I thought was I would bring some tomatoes for our harvest collection. So I got some tomato seeds here. So first helper, can you, what's your name?
Harvey.
Harvey, brilliant. Can you put some seeds in that pot for me? There we go. There's that. Stick them in. We want lots of tomatoes, so really go for it. Oh, are they coming out? They're coming out. Give it a good shake. Oh, hang on. There's another packet in the middle. dear. This is already harder than I thought it was going to be. Come on, then. Give it a good shake. Give it a good shake. See if they're going to come out. Are they going to come out? Let's rope them right up. There we go. I see them now. Okay, go on. Tip them in. Brilliant. And can you just sort of put them under the soil? Because they need to be planted, don't they? So to get some tomato plants, brilliant. Thank you very much, Harvey. Brilliant planting. That was trickier than I imagined it was going to be. Well, well done. Brilliant. Hope, next, could you water them? Because if they're going to grow, you're going to need to water them for me, please. Brilliant. Yeah, lots of water in. That's fantastic. Good stuff. Right. Okay, last helper. All you need to do now, William, is make them grow. We're going to have to wait for them. You mean you can't make them grow? I mean, Harvey planted the seed. Hope watered them. They both did that brilliantly. You can't make them grow.
Well, unless you have magic powers.
Unless you have magic powers. Oh, hang on. Let me think. This reminds me of a verse that we're looking at today. Silly me. I should have remembered this. This is what the verse says. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God has been making it grow. Well, in this case, Harvey planted the seed. Hope watered it. But William, you're not God. You can't make it grow. Only God can do that. Oh. Charles, I don't think this is going to work.
Well, we'll just have to go home early.
Oh, dear. Well, I tell you what, I'll get a harvest gift later to add to the to the collection.
All right.
And bring it
we'll
along
use it.
Later.
We'll use it whenever it comes. That's fine.
Oh, dear. Well, there we go. Thank you very much, helpers. You can sit down. Oh, dear. Let's give them a round of applause. Well, the thing about that was, of course, that William can't make things grow. Only one person can make things grow, and that's God. And that's what we're going to be thinking about today. Kate has just read us something from the Bible, and we need God's help to help us understand it. So why don't we pray together? God, our Father, we pray that you help us through your Holy Spirit to understand from the Bible. In Jesus' name, amen. Fantastic. Well, as Kate said, this passage is from a letter. It's a letter that Paul wrote. There is Paul. He met Jesus on the road to Damascus. He saw a blinding light, and he became a believer in Jesus. He didn't believe Jesus before that. And what Paul did a few years after he became a follower of Jesus, he put his trust in him, was he went to a town called Corinth. That's a picture of what part of Corinth looks like today. That's sort of part of the ancient part of Corinth. And he went there to tell people about Jesus. And there you can see him telling people the good news about Jesus. And then a few years later, he wrote this letter, which Kate read from a little bit from. It's a long letter, talks about lots of things. The one of the things he said in it was, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So Paul is saying that he planted the seed. Now, what does he mean by that? That's a funny thing to say, isn't it? Well, what he means by that is he means that he told people about Jesus. What Paul is saying is that telling people about Jesus is a bit like planting a seed. It's a way of explaining more, like a parable, so we understand what telling people about Jesus is like. So Paul says it's like planting a seed, as we sang in our first song. Well, the next bit of our verse goes on and talks about someone else. It talks about Apollos. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it. Well, Apollos was another person who believed in Jesus. He also went to Corinth, and he also told people Jesus. So when Paul says Apollos watered the seed, he means that Apollos explained more about Jesus. So that's two parts of the verse. But what does the last part then mean? I planted the seed means Paul told people about Jesus. There we are. There's the passage. Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. Now, there's a little clue in the passage. It's quite small when we put it up like that. I think you can probably read it. There's a little bit. Through whom you came to believe. So the seed growing, what Paul is talking about, is coming to believe in the Lord Jesus. So if you tell someone the good news about Jesus, the good news that Jesus was the Son of God, he came to earth, he died on a cross to save us from our sins and our rejection of God, and that he rose again, and now he's in heaven reigning over the whole world, and one day he'll come back, and there will be no more crying or pain or sickness or dying, no more wars. There have been lots of wars in the news recently, haven't there? Isn't that fantastic news? All those who believe in Jesus, they'll get to be with him forever in this great place, this new creation. So our whole verse put together means this. I planted the seed means Paul told people about who? Who did Paul tell people about? Jesus. And then Apollos watered it. Apollos explained more about all together. Fantastic. And then the last bit, but God has been making it grow. Only God can make people believe in Jesus. Now, if we were going to use the language of Paul's picture, we might say that only God can make people grow. Now, what do we mean if we said that? Do we mean this? Do we mean that only God can take a baby and make it grow into a toddler and then make it grow a little bit bigger? And then you'll like this one, a little bit bigger, and then a little bit bigger again. There's lots of nice embarrassing photos like this. And then until they're fully grown. There we go. Does Paul mean that? Is Paul talking about someone going from a baby to be fully grown, like I did, if you haven't worked out who it is? Okay. Does he mean that? No, he doesn't mean that. What he's talking about is people coming. Go on, Matt, what do you think he's... That's right. He means people growing up to believe in Jesus, coming to believe in Jesus. So only God can make things grow means people coming to believe in Jesus. Only God can do that. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it means if you believe in Jesus, that is only because God has shown you that the good news about Jesus is true. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that great that God helped you see, helped me see? And it means if you don't believe in Jesus at the moment, or you haven't heard this message before, well, one of the best things you could do, obviously find out more. We're so pleased you've come. Find out more. Come again next week, or come to one of our Christianity Explored courses. But one of the best things you could do is pray and ask God that if he's really there, that you would see he's true and that the good news about Jesus really is true and that he would make you grow. Well, in the first part of our talk, we thought that only God can make people grow. Only God can make people believe in Jesus. Can we have our slide? And we saw that from this passage, didn't we? And we saw that that meant that only God can make people believe. But, hang on, Charles was talking about inviting people to events. And Tim was talking about how it's important someone invited people along. Do you remember, right back at the start with our plant, only God could make the tomato plant grow. It doesn't seem to have got very far yet. Well, wait a few more weeks and see if it gets a bit further. Only God can make things grow, but someone needed to plant the seed, didn't they? Harvey needed to plant the seed and Hope needed to water it. And in fact, I think we probably need to keep watering it so it keeps growing. There we go. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it. So what does that mean for us? Well, it means we've got a part to play as well. Look at this. Paul says we are co-workers in God's service. Sort of we're helping, we're servants, we're God's servants. And this is what he says at the start. Can you see that up the top? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. That means God gives each of his servants, that's us who believe in him, he gives each of them a job to do. And what is that job? That job is helping people to hear about Jesus. And actually, do you know there's lots and lots of ways to be involved in that job? Here's just a few I could think of. Firstly, praying, asking for God's help. If only God can make people grow, we need to ask for God's help, don't we? We can invite people, as we were hearing a few minutes ago. We're going to think about that more in a moment. Maybe you're someone who's good standing at the front, something, explaining. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're the person who'd be good at making the coffee and the tea or organizing behind the scenes so that people feel welcome, as Tim mentioned. Maybe you could give someone a book or read the Bible with them. Maybe you could chat with them about Jesus. Now, someone needs to tell people the good news about Jesus. Otherwise, they won't be able to believe it, will they? But I don't know about you, but I find it much easier to talk about Jesus when I'm at church than when I'm elsewhere, when I'm with friends who don't know about Jesus and don't believe in him. So that's why it's great, isn't it? We can invite people to things. We don't have to do so much talking. Maybe we can have a conversation after about what people thought. We could invite people to a Cayley. There's a picture from, who was there at that Cayley last, our church weekend last year? Lots of people were. It was great fun, wasn't it? And you can see you all sort of dancing away. If you know what that dance is, very impressive. There will be a prize. I've worked out which dance it is, but if you can come and tell me, I'll find a prize for you. Or maybe you could invite someone to the men's curry dinner, as we were thinking about, or to one of those guest events where Stephen, if you're a woman, or a senior member, where Stephen is explaining about science and the Bible. That's something we could all have a go at, isn't it? Children. Children, you could have a go at inviting your friends at school to the Cayley or to the light party. Families. Maybe the Cayley is something you can invite people to. Actually, that's a good invite for most people, isn't it? Men, the curry dinner. Women, senior members, the science talk. Can we all be involved in that, do you think? Can we all be involved in this job of helping people to know about Jesus? Because that is the most important thing in the world, that people know Jesus so that they can be with him forever.